Hey, everybody, it's Kai. This is our Corner Office Podcast, my conversations with people, CEOs in their corner offices. I do appreciate that you spend this time with us. So here is a bonus episode of the Corner Office Podcast. Here you go.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
This week, it is Sophia Amoruso. 10 years ago, she founded a company called Nasty Gal. She started it literally as an eBay store. Now it is much, much bigger. We talked to her on the broadcast in 2014 when she released her first book. It's called Girl Boss, and there's a hashtag that goes in there if you search on it, hashtag Girl Boss. Anyway, second book out now, big coffee table type photo book called Nasty Galaxy, which is why we went to her office in downtown LA to talk about the book, the company, the whole deal. I'm going to let you just listen to her talk about it. Here you go, Sophia Amoruso.
I'm Sophia Amoruso. I'm the founder of Nasty Gal, the author of Girl Boss, the exec. I don't know. I'm doing a lot of stuff.
It's your thing. Well, maybe that's the place to start, right? What is this company? Because you do media stuff, you do fashion stuff, you do retail stuff, you do clothing stuff, you personally do stuff. What do you
do? I'm just like a walking, I don't really know. I feel like a multi-hyphenate. I think that's like the word for this generation. I run a fashion company, or I'm the executive chairman of one, but I founded one a decade ago.
Right.
I wrote a New York Times bestselling book, kind of about my life, but mostly about common sense that seemed to resonate with people.
And we've got another one out. It's on the coffee table. Let's give it the plug.
My second book, Nasty Galaxy, comes out October 4th. So I've been talking to a lot of people about that.
Too.
I'm an author. My mom's proud.
I bet your mom says you're doing too much.
No, she's just like worried and proud at the same time. It doesn't really, you know, at a certain point they become like tapped out. It's like your parents have nothing left to really, they're like, I can't provide anything. Now what?
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. I think it's good.
So we had you on a couple of years, as you remember, a couple of years ago, when the first book came out.
I remember.
And we talked about, you know, where you came from and how you started and, you know, eBay and all this jazz. Now this is an up and running, big time going concern.
Concern?
It's a going concern. That's
statement.
Do you look around and go, wow?
All the time. I mean, I think, I don't know where I said this recently. I think I said it actually in my book, Nasty Galaxy. When you have more to lose.
Ooh.
And I think it's just like terrifying. Yeah, it's always terrifying. It's just like, when's another shoe going to drop? Or I have no idea. Like, I feel so grateful to have what I have and have done, what I've done, to follow a book like Girl Boss that's now been sold to Netflix and they're making a show about my life. Like, what is that?
You're skipping ahead, but let's go there.
Okay.
What is that?
What is happening in my life? That's the question.
So what happened? Netflix read the book and called you and said, let's talk. Let's take a meeting.
Well, the way the world works is that I met through an attorney, someone at the literary department at WME, which is a talent agency. And then I was introduced to a book agent. And then that is the genesis of Girl Boss. I said, I want to write a business book that's a gateway drug to the business book section for girls like me who may not know that they want to be in business. And then I guess I did. And because WME is a talent agency that has people representing actors and writers and, you know, they put shows together. Mm-hmm. They package things. That's the word.
Yep.
I wound up plugged into many different agents at this agency who I guess now represent me for different things. And they say, strike while the iron's hot. This book's a hit. Who wants to talk to us about it? And so they talked to Charlize Theron about it.
Well, that's not a bad conversation.
And she read it and she liked it. And we had a meeting and she was super cool. And we said, cool. There's this lady named Kay Cannon.
From Pitch Perfect, right?
Who
we've also had on the show. I know.
So when do
I get my Netflix show? No, that's a whole different thing.
Exactly.
It's a whole different thing. You said this a minute ago as we were chit-chatting. You don't actually run this company anymore. You are the executive chairman.
Yeah.
Chairwoman, I suppose.
Which means like I'm responsible and I call board meetings.
But you don't say day-to-day, do this, do that. How hard was it for you as the founder, as the brand, to say, maybe this isn't my job?
It was something that I wanted to happen for a while. It became especially difficult after the book was successful because I was juggling my priorities and not only to have a learning curve as steep as the one that it takes to scale a large business, but also be pulled in more directions than ever and actually have more than one thing on my resume. Like, I founded Nasty Gal and I wrote a book. Oh my God, it's been a decade and I have one more thing on my, the only other thing on my entire adult resume. So that's like that alone. It was like managing, you know, eight C-level executives about deliverables and building infrastructure and systems and just stuff that is not, I like starting things. I'm creative. I have a voice. This brand is my voice. Girl Boss is my voice. Nasty Galaxy is my voice. I have a podcast now. I'm a host like you.
I know, right? Come
I'm
on,
trying.
Come on over to Marketplace.
I'm trying,
Kai.
You can
do my gig for a while.
I need some lessons.
What do you do every day then?
Oh, God. Every day is totally different. So today I recorded two podcasts. Tomorrow, I'm doing a bunch of press right now for this book. So the Today mm-hmm. Show is going to come over to my house and stuff. And I don't know. It's like mostly when you're doing press, you're just mm-hmm. pretending to do the things that you normally do, which feels like a big waste mm-hmm. of time. But press is really important to sell a book. So I do that because it's, you know, in everybody's best interest. I actually like working more than I like talking about work, pretending to work, pretending I'm writing something down while someone takes my picture. But that, you know, that becomes an increasing amount of like your time when I guess you want to talk to a larger audience. So
what this is not as big a company as it used to be. You guys have restructured and sort of right-sized in response to a changing retail market. You're not entirely in charge of where this company goes based on your retail.
I have never, you know, they say that when you have a kid, your heart lives outside your body. Yeah. And especially when they like leave home, it's just, you can't control the outcome. It's like, okay, my kid's fully baked and I did what I could. I'm not like, you know, washing my hands of, I'm very involved with Nasty Gal, but there's so much happening at once in a company of this size. Mm-hmm. And there's so many interdependencies, that are, you know, nobody knows everything that's happening in a company at any given time. And when you're in a position of leadership, it's so interesting because everyone looks at you and expects you to have known or to know everything that's happening. And you're judged based on it. And that's just the way the world works. And it's such a crazy amount of responsibility. We have an awesome CEO who I brought in mm-hmm. a year and a half ago, who was with us for a year prior to that as our chief product officer. Her name's Sherry Watterson. She spent 5.5 years at Lululemon. So hiring people who don't have as steep a learning curve as you, I think, is always a wise move. You know, the retail like climate's been wild. I'm not the person who wakes up every morning and reads like Women's Wear Daily. I'm sorry, Women's Wear Daily, but like, you know, I hear generally, you know, what's going on. But I also stay up on a lot of stuff. The New York Times sends me updates.
this company has been around for 10 years plus or minus.
10, right? Almost 10. In November it's 10.
All right. So this is a tricky question. I'm going to ask it and you can answer it however you like. It is none of my business how old you are, except to note that you are 10 years older now than you were when you started this company based on younger women's fashion and styles. How do you stay in the mix?
Well, you can wear a denim jumpsuit every day like I do. That is really how I stay relevant. But I don't know. I mean, I'm always looking at culture and like, I mean, I should be going to Coachella. I should be going to like everything that everyone's at just for the sake of research. Do I do that? No. Do I keep an eye on what people are doing? Absolutely. I hire really talented people, some young, some aren't young, who have a great eye, who can be out there in the market on my behalf, on the company's behalf. And, you know, managing taste at scale is wild.
That's a great line. Managing taste
like,
at
how
scale.
Do you do
That's
that?
Gotta be impossible.
I've you know, you create tools for people to use that like allow them to look at what a brand is or what the marching orders are visually or articulated in some other way. And it allows the brand to become something that's not subjective. That's not like my version of what's cool, your version of what's cool, because that can create a lot of gnarly ego in a company that's considered cool. And we've experienced that. I don't think we really experience much of that anymore, but people start to like take personally that they work for a cool company.
What you want, right? I mean,
which
you,
is what you want
that.
But it's also really dangerous.
Huh.
So to have it be an objective thing that you can point at and be like, no, that's Nasty Gal. Not like I'm Nasty Gal or you're Nasty Gal. You're more Nasty Gal than the next person.
Right.
It's a slippery slope. I don't know how, you know, it's always learn work in progress, you know.
Like, is there a, I don't even, this probably isn't even the right question. Is there like a decider here who says, yes, we're going to do that piece, but no, we're not doing that?
Yeah. I mean, it's our CEO.
Yeah.
Not to every last piece,
but
largely with what we design, and the team that she leads. But yeah, there's not one person who points at every single thing.
Right.
You guys can't see him, but he's pointing.
As you go about building this company and to make it, you know, bigger, what's your gut telling you about where you're going to go? You're going to go retail and fashion and style? You're going to go media and brand?
I'm in all of those things. I mean, I don't know how to choose.
That's a problem.
That can be a problem. Yeah. You know, Girl Boss has become its own thing, and in many ways is a media brand. With a television show, with the podcast. We have a Squarespace website, but like that could become a publishing platform. And I keep writing books. I don't know. That's media. Well,
there's books, events, music. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. So I don't even know how to answer that question, honestly, which I guess I should. But when you have more opportunity than you know what to do with, it can be a good thing, or it could be like, really distracting, and I'm still trying to understand which.
Let me ask a sideways version of the same question.
Then. Okay.
So it's been 2 years plus or minus since we had you on Marketplace. Yeah. If we come back in another 2 years, where is this company? What is it?
I would like to have more stores. I mean, we have two in LA now. Yeah,
two retail stores.
Which we didn't last time we spoke. The stores are doing incredibly well. It's just a place where people get to hang out and like meet girls that are like them and touch and feel the clothes. Stores would be part of it. I would say really tapping into community element that made Nasty Gal happen. I mean, I built the audience on MySpace 10 years ago initially. So really just like bringing girls together, whether it's through Nasty Gal or, you know, Girl Boss, but stores. And then hopefully just like serving our customer wherever she is. You know, I think people started out in e-commerce saying like, we're going to be a direct-to-consumer business only. Right. And they were very kind of snobbish about it. And every direct-to-consumer brand that, you know, not Amazon, not service, but brand, like we're the Warby Parkers of the world and the Bonobos of the world. And we've all opened storefronts because you have to serve your customer wherever she is.
She is. Is there an element of you as Sheryl Sandberg and Nasty Gal and Girl Boss as the lean in of the younger generation, the next generation?
I don't know, because I haven't finished that book.
It's clear you don't like the comparison, though, because you got
a
funny look
on your
face.
No, I don't know. I just don't know. You know, it's like, it's funny just having your name in a sentence with like other people's names. Like, I don't, you know, it's like, I'm very, she's amazing. She's accomplished a ton and inspired so many people. And I've met Cheryl a few times. She's wonderful. Is this for another generation? Yeah, I guess I'd like to think so. That would be amazing. But in terms of like the philosophy or anything else, I don't know.
Who are your professional peers? Who, you know what I mean?
I wrote about that in Girl Boss. I just like, I don't know who my peers are. That might be a good thing. I think it's a good thing. Professional peers, my contemporaries, other female entrepreneurs. You know, it's like, When I think about media companies, I think about Oprah and I think about like Ryan Seacrest.
That's big. Those
are
big shoes.
She's not my peer. Okay. She's not my peer.
Those are big shoes.
But I'm not saying she's my peer.
It's a good target though. It's a good, you know.
But just how people have built businesses that incorporate merchandise, but also media that it all centers around a voice and a mission. I think that's who I look to for inspiration. From like a business model, there's like the business model that's me, and then there's the Nasty Gal business model, and then there's possibly a Girl Boss business model.
There's a lot of business models going on.
I don't know. I'm not even good at math, so I just like to say words like that.
Who's your competition then? I mean,
who's my competition? Yeah. All the women selling books for other women, I guess, that are published on October 4th. Who's my competition? I mean myself, like my left out. I Ooh, mean,
that's a good one,
right? Like the drag of like, you know, waking up and yeah, like doubting yourself.
So what right? keeps you up at night then?
Oh God. What keeps me up at night? Sometimes like if I drink red wine,
yeah,
that can do it.
Yeah, that happens.
I mean, not being able to do everything you can for all of the commitments that you have and feeling an unending amount of guilt for not fulfilling the amount of obligations that you signed up for, and knowing that you'll be judged, maybe privately in someone's head. Some people have experienced, you know, it's like really hard to be everything that I'd like to be,
right?
You know? Yeah.
Talk to me for a second about location.
Yeah.
You're here for a reason. What's the reason?
Well, I like LA. There's nice weather here.
Yes,
no, I don't know. I moved to LA for the creative community. I moved the company here going on 6 years ago from the San Francisco mm-hmm. area where there's creativity, but it's just in creating different things. And it's a more conservative market in retail and fashion and in design. So, I mean, there's been a complete pilgrimage out here from, mm-hmm. you know, New York, where that's where you go to hire the best creatives and the best merchants. So that's become increasingly easy, whether it's relocating people here or finding talent here. Mm-hmm. There's a manufacturing community in Los Angeles. So we still produce a fair amount of what we do design in Los Angeles. And what else? You know, it's a city where when you wake up in the morning and the sun's beating on your face, you're a real asshole if you don't get up and do something. I've lived in places where it rains every day, and you have all the excuse in the world to just order chicken tikka masala and, like, you know, call it quits. And this is a city that will, like, make you go hiking and stuff. You know, I don't know why.
Sophia, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's it for Sophia Amoruso on the Corner Office Podcast. She is the founder and the chair of Nasty Gal, the author of Girl Boss and Nasty Galaxy. She's got a podcast, Netflix show, the whole smash. We'll see you again next time. Thanks.